speaker is Tony Santiago, talking about iOS 12 and some of the new phones.
Nice.
So let me get this over. Tony, do you need the
Here, I'll hold it.
I don't know if it's going to go that far.
Oh, there's a cord.
I would like to sit.
It's corded.
There's a seat next to me.
Go to the other side. Give us a minute for reorganization.
You can smell the other armpit.
It's a long walk around Matt.
I know.
He just wants to smell the other armpit. He's checking for the deodorant.
Did not need to hear that.
Oh, my. I got people.
I'm going to take 30 seconds out of Mr. Tony and see if Matt Volbrecht is in the room.
What?
Matt. Okay, hopefully he'll be here.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going, Tony?
Here to present to you guys about, talk to you guys about iOS 12, latest update. And actually, just this past week, I think just a couple days ago, they came out with another update to 12.
They did.
12.1. And which includes a feature that I didn't have in my notes yet because it wasn't out, FaceTime conferencing conference calls.
FaceTime,
yeah. Group FaceTime. So I've been looking forward to that for a long time. So I'm looking forward to testing that out. I haven't done it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Up to 32 but, people.
All right, let's talk about iOS 12. Yeah. iOS 12 has been enhanced for a lot more responsive and faster performance. It also, what's great about it, it actually is supporting some a lot of the older devices as far back as the 5S. Mm. You installed the 12 on it. If you have a Air...
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a notification on my phone as I'm speaking. I'm going to quickly do a Do Not Disturb.
Wait a second.
Turn on Do Not Disturb.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry, guys. Now I'm back in my place. Okay. Yeah. All supported devices, like I said, 5S or...
We're better, basically.
An iPad Air, if you have that. That's one of the older iPads. Now, I'm going to go over just some of the things that have been improved on it. Camera launch is up to 70% faster. Now that will, a lot of these facts and numbers will vary depending on your device, okay? But more likely they're talking about the newer devices launches 70% faster, but I downloaded it on my wife's iPod 6, which was running really sluggish, and my son's, and it has improved it dramatically, the performance and the responsiveness of it. Keyboard appears up to 50% faster. That's actually good because when I'm typing, I hate sluggishness on any of the features. So that pops up really quickly. The camera being fast also works well. What's great about that is if you use your device for scanning documents, using like seeing AI, I use an app called Digitize for scanning barcodes at
work. Oh, yeah, I love that thing.
And it works really quickly and much better than previous versions. Apps launch up to twice as fast when you're on a heavy workload on your phone. So if you're doing a lot of things and you still need to open another app, no hesitation. It's pretty quick and pretty smooth. All right, now let's talk about some of the new features that are coming in to the iOS. And let me tell you, iOS 12 was not like a big dramatic upgrade. Okay, there was not that much to it. The iPhone now has just so much functionality, so much in it, that it's hard for them to now come out with stuff that's just going to completely blow your mind and be overwhelming. So every iOS update now, I mean, unless they come up with some crazy new technology, but you won't see many new things, but there are some cool things in this one. Screen time. Screen time is a new feature that actually helps you keep track of how much time you're spending on your phone. Also, lets you can control how much time you spend on your phone. Also controls how much time you can control how much time you spend on certain apps or websites. If you're spending way too much time on Facebook, it will let you know. Hey, you allotted your 5 hours for the day.
The 5 hours? No.
Now, And actually, and you will also get a weekly report if you now all of these things are configurable in settings. You can completely shut this off if you don't want to know.
Good.
You know how bad you're being on your phone. Okay? I spend a lot of time on my phone because I do just about everything on my phone. I manage a business on my phone. I listen to my books on my phone. I read documents. I do my web research on the phone. So I got a notification last week that I spent 7 hours a day on my phone.
Yeah, but you do work related.
But
though,
it's not
so.
Wasting time. It's actually it's mostly work. That is quality time. I do some garbage time too, but anyway. Okay, what's good about this also is parents can also now. There's something called Screen Time for Kids. You can now monitor from your device, monitor their usage on their device. Monitor how much time you can see. If your child is on at 2 a.m. on his device, you could also shut that off. And there's probably more configurable things, like you can shut off certain apps for certain times and shut off even the use of their phone for certain times. Great new feature, I think, for controlling people who are really trying to divert themselves from looking at their phone constantly. It even counts how many times you pick up and unlock your phone. It'll tell you how many times you did that in a day. You can always go and look at that if you ever wanted to in your settings and go into your screen time settings and find all that information. Okay. Now, moving on to Do Not Disturb, which I just invoked. They've added some great features to that. So let's say we're here at the convention and we know we're going to be at the technology segment from 1:30 in the afternoon to about whatever time, 5, whatever time it is. You can set a do not disturb for the location that you're in. So it knows now, you can set it to turn off when you're done. So when I leave here, this room, if I had that invoked, that I can leave, when I leave the room, it'll automatically know I'm done with my meeting, I'm done with my thing, and it'll turn off, it'll go back to normal. It'll shut off the Do Not Disturb feature. Very handy for when you're in meetings and you know how much time you're going to spend at a certain place. You're at the movies, you're in church, you're in a classroom, you want to turn that off for a certain time. And a lot of times I would forget to disengage the Do Not Disturb, and all of a sudden I'm not getting phone calls. Why didn't I get a phone call? Why didn't anybody text me? I'm expecting it. It's because I forgot to turn it off. Now you don't have to worry about that. You can
actually, that's great.
It will do that. Yeah,
how cool is that?
Very good.
All right, and you can also set a Do Not Disturb for bedtime, because now Apple is really going on the health conscious binge, and they're making sure people get their sleep. So many times I've gotten notifications in the middle of the night that have woken me up, mail, whatever, weird text messages, weird things going on, and I'll get a message at 3 a.m, you know, and it'll kind of startle me up. So that's good for that. And it'll, as soon as you wake up, it knows, because you get up, you start moving around, you know, you grab your phone, it knows you're up, it automatically gets back to normal, and you can continue your normal daily routine. You also can send, let's say, for certain notifications. Sorry, one second. I skipped. Okay. All right. Now we're moving on to notifications. Great new update to the notifications feature in iOS. Now, you get, for example, if you're like me, I have something called a Ring doorbell in my house.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Okay.
And it has a sensor camera, so every time somebody comes to the door, I get a note. Like right now, the notification I got earlier that I had to turn on my Do Not Disturb was somebody was in front of my door, most likely somebody dropping off a package, or the landscaper is coming to do the area in front of my house, and when they come along, it goes off every 2 minutes. But I will get a notification no matter where I am in the world. It's a great thing. We can talk about the Ring thing another day. The point is, though, when they're doing the lawn in front of my house, it may go off like 10 times. So now when I go into my notifications, I got to flick through one notification, two notifications, three. So, and it becomes time consuming, a little bit non-productive. Okay, not efficient. So now, all those 10 alerts that I got from Ring will show up in one little alert. So it'll say, Ring alerts. There are 10 alerts in here, and it will read the last one. Okay? So now if I want to look at the 10 other alerts, I can just double tap on it, it will expand that, and I can inflict to the ones, you know, all the alerts in case I need to hear one. I get a lot of notifications. I get email notifications, text notifications, I get notifications for packages, I get notifications. So it could be 50 notifications, in a day. And I like that it's grouped now. And you can quickly delete the entire group. You don't have to go individually and delete them. You can flick up on that one group and click delete, and it will, you know, double tap on delete, and it will just delete the entire group of alerts. Very handy, very efficient. Okay, now we're getting to probably one of the most exciting talked about new features in iOS 12 is Siri Shortcuts. Has anybody heard of that? Anybody
Very cool.
hearing things of that?
Yes.
Yes, Siri Shortcuts is Apple's solution to improving Siri. That's what I believe. Because Siri is seriously lacking compared to some of the other smart home devices like Google and Amazon. Okay, because I like the fact that I could tell my Echo, Alexa, play the New York Giants on SiriusXM, and she'll open the Sirius skill and go right to the Giants and start playing the game. You can't do that with Siri. But also, a lot of third-party apps, you can't work just about any third-party apps with Siri until now. Now, they came up with a new thing called Siri Shortcuts that will work with a lot of third-party apps and a lot of third-party apps. Third-party apps are apps that are not made by Apple. So these apps have to support the Siri Shortcuts thing, and a lot of them are jumping on this really quickly. So for example, the App Bat, which is the MLB app I used for listening for baseball games, they jumped on it. Now you can set Siri Shortcuts for MLB. I haven't delved in yet, but I'm pretty sure you'll be able to tell it, play my New York Mets, boom. And you set up the shortcut. You set up the shortcuts yourself, so you're gonna actually be able to dictate what words you're gonna tell Siri to launch your shortcut. Okay. So for example, I created one for. I use an app called Overcast to listen to podcasts. Okay. And a very accessible, very good app for listening to podcasts, okay? So now they jumped on the Siri Shortcut bandwagon, and I now created a shortcut where I can just say Overcast Play, and what she does, okay, and activating your shortcut. And what it does is it just goes to whatever the last podcast I was listening to, or whatever is the latest podcast, and just start playing it, which is very handy, very useful. I can't wait for Netflix and Sirius and a couple other apps to jump on that bandwagon so that you can create Siri shortcuts to just automatically go and play a movie or turn on something, you know, just start playing a TV show that you were the last show you were watching to continue watching, something like that. Those are the things that you're going to be able to do, and you'll be able to customize these things yourself. Another great thing you can do with the Siri shortcuts, which I'm going to be working on doing, you can make a shortcut where you tell Siri one thing and it will launch a chain of events, okay? So and you will program those events yourself in it. So for example, if I'm leaving work and I have a set routine, when I'm leaving work, my wife wants to know I'm coming home, maybe I need to set up some kind of GPS thing or something, I can now tell my app, I can now set up a Siri shortcut, and all I have to say is going home, and it will activate all the things that I told it to do with that shortcut. So it will send my wife a text letting her know I'm coming home. It can open up a GPS app with maps directions to where I'm going to home. It can tell my thermostat, I'm coming home, please set the temperature to my preferred temperature. It can, you know, do all types of things like that. It can turn on my front lights. It can do all of those things.
Order food.
At one time with the one command. In fact, ordering food, guess what? It will also know your schedule. If it knows you're getting up every morning, you're walking to the Dunkin' Donuts on the corner, it will ask you, do you want to set up a shortcut to order your coffee right off the bat? It will already be there.
That's
you can
wonderful.
Set up a shortcut to automatically launch your Dunkin' Donuts app, go send an order to your thing with your ham, egg, and cheese wake-up wrap and your large latte, caramel latte, and that will be, it will be done for you.
Wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So those things are great. Now, what's going to be great is when they start using this to help us as a blind community to do things with our accessibility on our phones. For example, I can say, "What is this?" I can tell Siri, "What is this?" It will launch Seeing AI, and boom, it will, you know, let me do what I got to do with Seeing AI. Or I could say, scan barcode, and it will automatically launch my digit eyes and start scanning the barcode. I can tell it, take a selfie, you know, boom, it'll do it.
No,
there actually, if you go and look right now, you also have to download an app for this. It's called Shortcuts. In there, you can see a library of the many, many, many shortcuts that are already built into this that you can start activating now. So, and if you want better instruction on how to do this, on AppleViz right now, you got a good guy named Thomas Donville created a three-part podcast on Siri shortcuts. I strongly recommend you guys go and check this out.
Question.
10-15 minutes.
We're good.
Okay. Tony, I have a question.
Sherry? Yes, Sherry, go ahead.
I want to know is, I have an Android, T-Mobile's
cell
phone. Oh, boy.
No, just a question.
Go ahead, Sherry. Sorry.
I want to know is, I know I download a lot of apps on my phone. So if I download that kind of icon you described, so I know there's a lot of look-alike, what you described there. Which one would I actually know which one it is?
Unfortunately, Sherry, this shortcut feature is an Apple thing. It's a Siri shortcuts.
Okay.
So if Google, I don't know if Google has something similar.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
So Matt is telling me that they do have. So talk to Matt about that when at his table. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
I have a question.
Who's that?
Katie Maunder.
Katie, go ahead.
So my question is, So you can't. You have to download an app called Shortcuts in order to create the shortcuts.
Free app. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. There are some apps that have the shortcut thing built right in, and you can then do it right from the app or from the app settings. But for the it's a free app, so there's no harm, no foul. Download it, and you can do a ton of stuff with it.
That's so cool.
Okay.
I have a question, Jay Patel.
Yes.
My experience after the iOS 12 regarding the dictation key, when I go to the contacts and I try to use the dictation key for the edit field of the last name or the company, it doesn't work like as smoothly as it used to. What is your experience or the other people's experience?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. But dictation. Two ways you can invoke dictation. One, when you're in the edit field, you can do a two-finger double tap. That should do it. Or you can just double tap on the dictation button. That's a single one-finger double tap. And then you two-finger double tap to stop dictation. You understand?
Right.
So one-finger double tap to start it dictating. It'll go bing. And then when you're done dictating, you tap with two fingers, and it will stop dictating.
Yeah, it was working fine before the iOS 12. Now it works sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Now, if you're using a headset to do it, the headphone it will use the headphone microphones.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I've had headphone mics that are terrible, and Siri does nothing. I have to turn off the headset to do dictation. So the microphone on your phone is probably the best thing you could use for dictation.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're in a quiet area where you don't have too much noise, too much ambient noise. Do as much as you can to prevent any problems. Other than that, I really can't explain why you're having trouble on your device, you know, other than just try those suggestions that I've just given you.
Tony,
Yes. Who is it?
David Zuli.
David Zuli, how are you? Blast from the past. Hey.
Brief comment and a question. Brief comment is a couple of friends of mine and I are also having major problems with Siri in the English version.
Okay.
After taking different options. But the question is, will this New York app be told to download the app? I don't care what you call my matter. Open Pandora app. It opens. And I can tell you.
Hard to say.
Yes. No, you cannot control that. Siri is not there yet where you're controlling apps with Siri. There are just too many apps out there. There's too many apps. I mean, for them to develop Siri in a way that she can control every app that's out there, that's a tough thing. So that's why this, they came up with this that will create shortcuts for either launching apps and maybe launching certain features in certain apps, especially for native apps that are, you know, Apple apps. They're going to do a lot with that. As far as controlling your apps,
like Pandora, he specifically mentioned Pandora, which is why I
bring that up. Pandora now, the Pandora is one of the apps that has jumped on the shortcuts bandwagon. You can now tell, you can control Pandora using Siri shortcuts. How extensive? I don't know. That you'd have to look into. This is fairly new for me as well, guys. So I won't be able to answer every question about it. But like I said, go to AppleViz, listen to those podcasts. If anybody needs help with how to listen to podcasts, it's so crucial. It is such a benefit to be able to go and listen to these things. You got generous people that are sharing this unbelievable information, step-by-step trainings and tutorials on how to use these apps. Take advantage of them, guys, please. If you need help, I'll be at my table later with launching. There are podcast apps. Even the native app on your iPhone is a great podcast app.
Yeah, podcast
I'll show you how
works
it works
fine. Yeah, podcast works fine.
It works great.
It works fine.
But a lot of people don't know about it. You may know about it, but a lot of people don't know about it. If you need help with that, please come and see me. Okay? Yes.
How do you name certain quarterly
downloads? What's your name?
Mike Moran.
Mike Moran.
So you downloaded 12 to earlier device. But my question is, I have an iPad that has not iOS 9. Every time I go to update,
nope, you can't do it. I have the same problem.
Is it the first gen iPad?
You have no. I even have the second generation iPad, but I have the Wi-Fi version.
Yeah.
Because of, they said nope, you can't. I can't go beyond 9. I have the same problem, my friend.
Oh, same problem with me.
Okay. So but my iPad still works fine. I still use it for certain things.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. But that's it about that. Now, about shortcuts. Again, listen to the podcast. You guys can get a step-by-step on how to use these things. It's an awesome new thing. It's their way of improving Siri. And hopefully they actually make it a little easier and a little better. It'll get better, guys. Believe me. It's just awesome stuff that they're doing. Now, a couple of little things that I noticed, that I noted, that I thought were pretty cool, that I wanted to mention. There are a lot of new things. Right? There's no impossible to, as far as time-wise, to go through everything. But here's one that I think a lot of people would like, okay? You can now invoke Siri. You can call Siri and say, Siri, what's the password for my Facebook page? What's my password for that? Because how many people have the problem of forgetting their passwords for so many different sites now, right? Everybody now, right? So now, in Safari, you have a great new feature as well where it will now create passwords for you. It's awesome stuff.
That's
put
useful.
It in your keychain, okay? So now this will, you can tell Siri, what's my password? It will not automatically just tell you the password. That's pretty insecure. That's unsafe, okay? But what it will do is open up your keychain. You can flick to the actual thing that you want your password for and double tap on it, and it will show you your password, okay? If you are saving your passwords in your keychain, which is a great feature in itself, and you guys should all look into doing that. You can save all the passwords for all the sites that you go to and have it all in there, and it'll be safekeeping, good stuff. There are other passwords. I use one called 1Password,
good
for keeping all your passwords in order. I forget passwords. I got too many accounts, too many things going on, that, so I need help, and I'm getting old. No, Jamie.
She's like, no.
Now we're getting into a little bit of accessibility features, okay? And there's not been overwhelming new stuff with accessibility because they already have so much. It's awesome. You have something called live listen support, which is great for people who have hearing impairments, okay? And there are certain devices that are supported, but now the Apple AirPods support this. So if you buy a set of Apple AirPods, they're a little pricey, but if you're hearing impaired, this is valuable. Hearing aids are ridiculous. You now can use your phone's mic and invoke a mic boost. So what will happen is, if you're having trouble hearing somebody, you put on your headphones, if you have your AirPods on, your microphone will now be boosted and they can speak. If you need to hear something, they can speak into your phone and you will hear it a lot clearer. It'll be louder in your ears.
That's so cool.
It's just a nice little feature they added for hearing impaired.
That's cool.
Okay. Now, for you Braille users out there.
Yay!
Yay, Braille!
You have new commands for Braille on-screen input. Braille display users, for Braille display users, I'm sorry, this is not just for on-screen typing, this is for Braille display users. You now can do all your quick key navigations in Braille. So like for looking for headings, looking for links, looking for buttons, things like that. I don't have much experience, but from what I can tell, it sounds like they're promoting this as something new. I'm surprised they didn't have that in there before.
Yeah, it used to be horrible.
Yeah,
it kind of sort of existed, but not really.
They said now it's much better, much easier, and a lot more robust. They provided a lot in there. So if you are Braille users, go into your accessibility settings on your iPhone, and you go into your Braille option, and all of those options on how to set that up, configure it the way you want, it's all in there, okay? All right. Speak confirmation is about when you're using your rotor, or let's say, for example, when you perform an action on your phone, it won't just stay quiet, like, you know, and you have to assume that it performed the action. It will now confirm that the action that you activated took place. For example, if I'm going through my text messages and I click delete on a message, it will now say message deleted. Okay.
Oh,
also, if I'm in the app switcher and I go to an app and I close the app, it will now say app closed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, those good. Are just little things, but they're useful. They're good things to know. Just make us more productive. Anything that makes us more productive is better. And we have a couple of new voices in iOS. We have a new Irish and South African voices. And I use the Irish one for Siri because she sounds very nice. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, whether she's cute or not, I don't know, but she sounds very, very clear, very good voice. They say the male voice is even better. I haven't tried the male voice because I don't go there. Anyway. So the thing is, what's great about it is not only is it a new Siri voice, you can use it as your voiceover voice. Awesome stuff. They're HD voice, they're high quality voices, so you'll connect to Wi-Fi and download them because they're pretty large. Okay. Now, that's, as far as iOS 12, guys, that's pretty much all that I rounded up for us today. There are more. You guys can go and check it out. AppleBiz has a great blog on iOS 12, what's new. And you're going to probably see a new blog because of the new update that has a couple features that you might be interested in, especially the FaceTime group calling, which is good. Group FaceTime. It's awesome. Okay, so now, here's the fun part, guys. We're going to talk about the new iPhones. Forget about the FREE.
I was
going to
say, is there a
free
gold price? No. Forget about the FREE. But, guys, technology moves forward. It will not move backwards. These devices are very powerful. These devices I remember when I got my first computer, I had a 4 meg hard drive on my computer running a 64K processor? Weird dinosaur computer, okay? But I was the man. I was the man back then. Anyway, but okay. So the point is, these devices do a hell of a lot. If I was in high school and somebody told me there's a device out there that can read for you, that can do this for you, that can navigate for you, that can, you don't have to depend on this and that and these people, readers, I would start saving my pennies right away. I wouldn't even ask how much. I'm sorry. It's just because it has improved our quality of life in ways that are priceless. It's just crazy. Everyone should have a poster of Steve Jobs in their freaking
oh, yeah.
house. Okay? Anyway, all right, moving on. You have three new iPhones out, and I read a great blog that describes, a great way to remember them is you have the XS, XS Max, and the XR, okay? So you have XS, XS Max, XR, okay? So the guy said, just the first one is excessively expensive.
Yeah.
The next one, excessively expensive to the max. And you can just think of the next one as reduced, X reduced, reduced price. The XR is the reduced price one, okay? Now, the XS and the XS Max, as far as their power and a lot of their features are pretty much the same. The difference is the size of the screen. The XS Max has a 6.5-inch screen. This is edge-to-edge screen now. There's no more home button. No more home button. These are edge-to-edge screen, 6.5-inch display. The XS has a 5.8-inch screen, edge-to-edge. No home key, face ID. The XR has a 6.1, so it's the size is between the XS and the XS Max. But, okay, let's go over features now, okay? These are the features of the XS, the XS and the XS Max, okay? The finishes, the color are silver, space gray, and gold.
Hey, how you doing?
5.8-inch. Super Retina HD HD display, dual 12 megapixel wide angle and telephoto lenses. How that will help us, you might say, that doesn't help me. Those of us that use scanned products and scanned devices and scanned documents, it's going to be really awesome. You have a front facing camera, which is a 7 megapixel True depth camera, that's, you know, for doing selfies and all that good stuff. They all have Face ID. They all have the A12 Bionic chip, which means it can run like the $60 million man. Okay? Or woman. Water resistant to a depth of 2 meters. So that means if you're frustrated with your phone and you want to drown it, you're going to have to go below 2 meters of depth, okay? And it'll take 30 minutes to drown it. So it's like that's actually pretty cool. So, like, there's been times when I dropped my phone once into a puddle, okay? Grabbed it real quickly. It was fine, but, man, scary. Now you can do that and just grab it, and even if it was in there 10 seconds, you don't have to worry about it.
Wow.
Most likely it's fine. No, you
tested
yours.
Oh, okay.
My wife already tested it with mine. No, I don't have a 10. I don't have an X yet. I'm still on my beautiful 7 Plus. Anyway. Okay. They both use also wireless charging, which is pretty cool. But they say that's pretty slow, though. But so they said, my friend has it. He said it's great. He only uses it when he goes to bed. He puts his phone to charge at night. So because it's pretty slow, he says. But they're going to get better with those. Okay, the amount of space on the phone now is like ridiculous. Now, the bottom of the line comes with 64 gigabytes. Then it goes to 256. This is the XS and the XS Max. Then it goes to a whopping 512 gigabytes.
Wow.
More space than any normal human being would ever use in a lifetime. Okay. But it's there because a lot of people are videoing and just picturing all the time and recording now. And now the camera can do like slight videos when you take a picture so that you can move frame by frame and get exactly the shot you want. So you can use a lot of space in a short amount of time. But 512 is like crazy. Anyway. All right, here we go. The price of the... Let me go word by word for this one. Here we go. Oops, I'm sorry. Hold on. One second. All right. All right, for the 64K, 900, this is for the 10XS, not the Max, XS. 64 gigabytes, $999.
Oh my God.
$1,149 for 256. $1,349 for 512.
Wow. Oh my God.
They're up there. Okay. One second.
Here comes the fun one.
Let's go to. Okay. This is the iPhone XS Max. $1,099. So basically $1,100 for the 64 gig.
That's cool.
$1,249 for 256. $1,449 for your 512 gigabytes.
Wow.
For your firstborn.
Now here is your XR specs. Okay, I'm going to give you your specs for your XR. One thing about the XR is if you don't need the high power phone and you want something new but that's more affordable, you go with the XR. The XR comes in lots of great colors. So for example, comes in blue. When I heard this, I said, don't tell me they're going to go back to like that 5C thing. The 5C felt like a plastic little toy in your hand, you know what I mean? They say this one, it looks a lot nicer and feels a lot nicer. It's just not as expensive. It has blue, white, black, yellow, coral, or product red, which is probably, their own special red that Apple has. Okay? Now, it has the 6.1 inch display. But this one is not a your HD display like your Retina display. This is an LCD. This is a liquid Retina display. Basically means LCD. And it's not as they say it's obvious the difference, not as clear, not as good. Not as beautiful as your XS and your XS Max. Okay, this one has a 12 megapixel camera. Does not have the two cameras, HD cameras. You still have the same front facing camera though. You have Face ID, and you actually still have the same A12 Bionic chip in it, but it doesn't run as fast as the other phones because of the hardware that's built into it is not as good as the XS and the XS Max. Now this one, if you want to drown it, you'll have an easier time. This one up to 1 meter, it's water resistant, okay? So arm length, guys. This one also does wireless charging. 64 gigabytes, 128 gigabytes, and 256. There's no 512 in this one. One second, let me do this one slower. $749 for 64 gig. $799 for 128. $899 for 256. Yes, and that is my wrap up on the phones. There are also, I'm sorry guys, if anybody's interested in buying a new iPad, the iPad now is homeless as well. We call it homeless now. They have no home key. There are some new special gestures for iPad users with new iPads that are pretty good. And from what I hear, I've heard little rumors that they actually are thinking of updating the iPad mini and actually the Mac mini as well. I'm interested to see what new things are going to come with that. I'm not a big iPad user because I think the larger surface is a little bit of a pain for a totally blind person. I like the smaller, more confined area. Makes me a little more efficient, more productive. But a lot of people like their iPads. They sound great. They look great. So, yes.
This is Mike
Moran.
Hey, Mike.
No, you have haptics. So let's say you bought an iPhone X. to unlock your phone, you just start swiping from the bottom, in the middle, going up. It'll tap once, you can let go, it unlocks your phone. It goes to your lock screen, or whatever, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go up again, once you have it unlocked, you go up again. Okay, once you have it unlocked, if you swipe from the bottom, the first haptic will take you to the home screen. Second, if you keep going up, the second haptic will open up your app switcher. From the top, your first haptic will open up your control center. Second haptic will open up navigation, your notification center.
How do you talk to Siri?
Oh, now you have a side button that you use to invoke Siri. The same button as the power button, you would use that to invoke Siri.
Brian.
You can also have Siri suggest respond to "Hey Siri."
Brian?
Yes.
Will those features also work in the iPhone?
Which features?
The one the gesture that you just mentioned for.
Those haptics are for the iPhone. For the iPad, since iPads don't have vibration or haptics, it gives a little tone. So if you start moving your finger up, it'll go doot. If you let go, it'll go to home screen. If you go twice, it'll do a higher pitch tone. Boom! It'll open up your app switcher. Same thing in reverse for your control center and notification center from the top. Cool stuff. Okay. Just a quick note: there also is a new Apple Watch 4th generation. One cool feature that I thought that it has in it, that I thought a lot of people may like, if you have a parent or a relative that maybe has a disability that where they have balance issues or walking issues and sometimes they fall, you worry about them falling. Mm-hmm. If you have on a new Apple Watch and you took a hard fall, it senses that. You set it up and it will now alert whoever you programmed in there for it to alert. It will send a text message to that person. Your parent may have fallen. It will also, if you want, alert your emergency people, 911. It'll invoke 911. If you fall and it gets no response from you after a certain time, it will automatically invoke call 911 for you, and it will through GPS know exactly where you are, send help to you right where you are.
Your watch?
Yes, your Apple Watch. This is with the new Apple Watch that just came out, the 4th generation.
But it doesn't do it to the one you already have.
If you already have one, no, that feature is not in the previous. The Apple Watch, I'm not even sure. Around that, yes. I know it's around three, it's between something like that, yeah. Something like that. And, you know, now with the Apple Watch, you can go cellular. You can leave your phone at home and take a walk.
That's
and if
right.
you get a call, you can make a call or get a call right on your Apple Watch. But now you have to pay there is a charge for that you would pay to your phone provider, like Verizon. If you have Verizon, I think it's like $10 a month for that feature. Okay? So, but other than that, if you have your iPhone with you, it connects to cellular anyway. So it's, as long as you have your iPhone near you, it will use your iPhone's, you know, internet connection to connect to the internet. Any other questions, comments? Guess not. We're all good. I'll be at the table, guys. Anybody want any help with any iOS features? You guys need to learn how to do something. I can't teach you how to use a phone from scratch today. Okay, that's there. But I can give you a lot of resources that can get you there. AppleViz.com. Go to AppleViz.com. Go to their search field. If you're a beginner, you type BGI. You'll get a list of all the podcasts, which is Beginner's Guide to iPhones, okay? You'll get a podcast that teaches you all the basics on how to use your iPhone. That's just one source. Come to me for any others. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tony.